Dictation 4, Jane, J-A-N-E, Iutzi, I-U-T-Z-I, May 14, 62. Address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, and P, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, consultation for Mrs. Iutzi with intermittent gross hematuria, developed for the first time around January this year, 2023. She blamed this to be under stress, was commuting back and forth to Washington State, 7 hours travel by plane to help daughter with pregnancy delivery. Since then, there has been at least 2 other episodes of gross hematuria. In between, urine analysis shows persistent red blood cells, has been seen by urology with negative urine cytology for malignancy, negative imaging CT scan, as well as cystoscopy. There is no dysuria, abdominal or back pain, except in one opportunity, right-sided, associated to the gross hematuria, lasted for less than a few hours and resolved without any specific treatment. There is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urine output, no edema, skin rash, no inflammatory joint arthritis, no chest pain, palpitation, pleuritis, discomfort, or dyspnea, no major upper respiratory symptoms, no cough, sputum production. She has chronic dryness of the eyes, but no other mucosal compromise. She denies any claudication symptoms or Raynaud phenomenon. She mentioned some numbness on the first toe, left-sided, but no discolor. Next paragraph. Past medical history, denies diabetes, hypertension, no reported heart abnormalities, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures, no reported claudication, liver disease, hepatitis, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no kidney stones, gout, no renal failure. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, including tubes, ovaries for fibroid, appendix when she was 6 years old, prior colonoscopies, including baryon enema, within the last 6 months being negative, the recent cystoscopy, prior basal cell cancer removal without recurrence on her back. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications. A number of over-the-counter supplements. The only prescription medicine will be Effexor, which presently she's not taking any, and occasionally Compassin for nausea. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Denies smoking, present or past, very rarely alcohol. Next paragraph. She has 2 brothers, one passed away from heart attack, the other hypertension alive. She has 1 son and 1 daughter, which are healthy, and 2 grandkids. Next paragraph, reviews of system done extensively, being negative, otherwise as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 67 inches tall, weight 175. Blood pressure by nurse was 142.78. When I checked it, it was 128/80 on the left side. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, normal mucosal, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, lungs cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see gross peripheral edema or focal neurological deficit. There is an early acrocyanosis on hands with relative decreased pulse, radial bilateral, but normal capillary refill, no clubbing, no significant hand or wrist arthritis, synovitis. I don't see a skin rash. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries available are from July. At that time, there was a low sodium, 134, normal potassium acid base, normal kidney function with a creatinine around 0.5. There was increase of glucose, but no formal diagnosis of diabetes, and a prior A1C of 5.9, which is mildly elevated. Urine sample with trace of blood negative for protein or cells. In March of this year, also low sodium at 129, preserved kidney function. Normal albumin liver function test. There is no labs before that, all the way to 2016. At that time, sodium was normal, and again, other chemistries within normal limits. Next paragraph. There is CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast. This is from August 19th through urology, Dr. Drabik, D as in David, R-A-B as in boy, I-K. First name, Brian, B-R-I-A-N. This was done at Cadillac, C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C. Kidneys are reported without obstruction or stones. A small cyst on the left side. No bladder abnormalities. No evidence of bone abnormalities or lymph nodes. Incidental diverticulosis. The report from urology, they mention negative cytology for malignancy in the urine. Kidney ultrasound, 11.2 right, 11.6 left. Again, no obstruction. He's able to empty bladder for the most part, almost completely. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, intermittent gross hematuria with preserved kidney function, with normal blood pressure in the office, without evidence of proteinuria in the urine or activity in terms of cells, negative urological workup in terms of cytology, negative for malignancy, and ultrasound, CT scan, again, without major abnormalities. We are going to do simple serology for glomerulonephritis. We need to rule out genital sources of bleeding, even if she has a prior hysterectomy, including the cervix. We discuss that a renal biopsy is done if there is worrisome signs of progressive kidney disease, which is not the case. Common entities that can cause intermittent gross hematuria includes IgA nephropathy, which I would expect it probably to show some degree of proteinuria. THIN, basement membrane abnormalities, which is a spectrum of abnormalities on the collagen at the level of the glomeruli. She has no family history or personal history for hearing abnormalities to suggest hereditary nephritis. always a balance of intervention risk versus benefits of a diagnosis and prognosis. At this moment, I favor if the serology comes negative, an observation approach. Next paragraph, the other problem is this low sodium concentration, which is relatively new. We will assess urine sodium and osmolality. We need to assess also thyroid studies. Clinically, right now, it's not symptomatic. We will monitor for further dietary changes, like decreased fluid intake. We need to document that this is a true persistent abnormality. All issues has been discussed with Jane. We will follow in our office in Mount Pleasant, which is closer to her. End of dictation.